Voters in Queens will decide soon if former state Senator Hiram Ansarat should get his job back after being expelled. The man to beat in the March 16th special election will be Democratic Assemblyman Jose Peralta. Even though he's won every major endorsement in the district, he's struggling with name recognition. But WNYC's Elsa Chang found that might be one of the best things going for him.
Matt Bishop is not stopping until he hits 100 homes in Jackson Heights today.
Oh, hi. Hi, we're here on behalf of Jose Peralta, Assembly Member running for State Senate.
Bishop looks relieved he doesn't have to use his broken Spanish this time.
He's a Democrat running against Hiram Montserrat, who was expelled from the Senate for attacking his girlfriend.
Yeah, I heard. Yes.
But Bishop's got one main problem right now.
Will you be supporting Peralta?
Peralta?
Jose Peralta is the one who's Assembly Member.
Barely anybody knows who his candidate is, and almost everyone seems to know his rival. That's what Hiram Montserrat is banking on. He says he may not have the best kind of publicity, but it's publicity, and he'll take it. With just over a week to go, he's hanging out at a restaurant on 37th Avenue, waiting for a plate of roasted chicken.
The political bean counters would say that this is an insurmountable challenge.
But Montserrat says he's got a name people around here really recognize. And that's true. He made headlines when he sliced his girlfriend's face with glass more than a year ago. Then he got the spotlight again when he helped deadlock Albany after temporarily defecting to the Republicans. And then after being convicted of assault, he was kicked out of office by his Senate colleagues. Montserrat says people in Albany can think whatever they want, but in this neighborhood, he's known as a man who leads by personal conviction, not by the winds of public opinion.
Sometimes that makes you very unpopular with the power structure.
But do you want people to believe that you're a good guy, that you're a good person?
Well, obviously, I think I'm a good guy. I think the people who are supporting me believe I'm a good guy. And I look forward to the people coming out on March 16th to vote for this good guy, Hiram Montserrat.
Democratic leaders in Queens are making sure this good guy is seen as the bad boy of politics by everyone else. Without any official endorsements, Montserrat's had to run under his own party line, which he calls Yes, We Can. This ex-cop says he doesn't need to hide behind big friends like Peralta does.
He's not his own man. In fact, the only reason he's running is because he's got all this other support. He would never run against me one-on-one without that support.
When you listen to his rallies, it sounds like the best thing about Jose Peralta is that he's not Hiram Montserrat. Just ask Assemblyman Michael Gennaris, who's stumping for Peralta at a rally.
You used to have a senator here who disgraced this community, who embarrassed himself, who embarrassed all of you.
Peralta says he doesn't mind being best known for who he's not.
It's prevalent that we hear that I am not Montserrat. And I think that that's a very positive thing that I'm not Montserrat.
He says he actually has lots of ideas for the district. He spent 7 years in the Assembly, where he fought to attract banks to underserved communities here. He wants to bring in more schools to ease overcrowding, set up more health clinics. But most of the people he bumps into want to talk about Montserrat.
I was doing trains this morning, and that was one of the main issues that came up. What he did to his girlfriend, we cannot forgive.
And he says if that's what's going to fire up his volunteers, that's okay. With historically low turnouts in special elections, it's going to come down to who's better staffed and better organized to get people out to vote.
Hi, this message is for Lauren. Lauren, my name is Mike, and I'm with the Jose Peralta's campaign for state senate. Just want to let you know.
Being outnumbered doesn't faze Mike Nieves at all. He's Montserrat's scrappy one-man campaign team. Nieves says, if anything, the opposition has only been helping Montserrat.
I think people are more upset that they expelled him than what else happened. I think it would have been better for the institution and the established government to have left him there than to create almost a martyred image of him in this community.
Ultimately, it will be up to the voters to decide that. Paul Doucette says just watching Montserrat in action at the local bagel shop offends him.
He seemed kind of high-handed. You know, he acted kind of like the godfather of the neighborhood. Like he would go up to my friends and say, anything I can do for you, baby, I'll help you. And it's like, Peralta's a lot nicer. You know, he gives you his card.
But Maria Herrera hasn't yet ruled out Montserrat, even after reading all the stories about him assaulting his girlfriend.
We don't know it was true. I mean, sometimes women, they make it up.
Monserrat says he's glad voters like Herrera can see past the media's caricature of him. After what he calls a 15-month personal journey, he says he's learned a lot. He wants to build more affordable housing in his district and get drugs off the streets. And he wants to make one thing clear. He's not a violent person.
You know, it's hurtful when you know that people think this about you because of what they read in a newspaper, what they hear on a TV set. But, you know, that which will not kill you will make you stronger.
Monserrat says he's still holding out hope that there won't be any special election at all. Next Friday, a federal appeals court will consider his request to undo his expulsion from the Senate and cancel the special election. The lower court had rejected every single argument his lawyers raised. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.